Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today we do the last two ahadith under the chapter on enduring pain and difficulties from others. In other words, making sabr when hearing things that are not palatable to us from others, things that we don't like. People may say something to us, whether they're family or not family, but whoever it may be, they may say something, they may do something, they may behave in such a manner that upsets us. At that occasion, what we should be doing. So today is this last hadith for this. So just one hadith under the section. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna rajulan qala ya Rasulallah, inna li qarabatan asiluhum, wa yaqta'uni, wa uhsinu ilayhim, wa yusi'una ilayya, wa ahlumu anhum, wa yajhaluna alayya, faqala la in kunta kama qulta, faka'annama tusifuhumul mal. ولا يزال معك من الله تعالى ظهير عليهم ما دمت على ذلك رواه مسلم. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that a man said, "O Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have relatives with whom I maintain relations, but they sever relations with me." So this was the complaint of this person, is that from my side I'm trying to do what I can do. I'm trying to maintain relationship with my family. But what they are doing is they are cutting off relations with me. So the problem is from their side, I'm trying my best to maintain relationship with them. So this is what he's telling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I have relatives with whom I maintain relations, but they sever relations with me. I am good to them, but they are evil to me. I am forbearing with them, but they are ignorant towards me, they're arrogant towards me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then replied to this person who came with this complaint. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you are as you claim, then it is as though you are placing hot ash in their mouths. Allah ta'ala will remain your helper, your assistant against them so long as you remain as you are. In other words, you continue doing what is right. You continue doing what is good. Allah ta'ala will be your assistant in this matter, so long as you continue doing what you're supposed to do. So this is something very important, that somebody, especially that family person or that family member that now is rude towards us, arrogant towards us, now that type of person, now we continue doing what we need to do. Doesn't mean now we stop making salam, or we don't show good akhlaq when we're supposed to be showing good akhlaq. We continue doing what we need to do. Allah Ta'ala will be our assistant on that occasion. One explanation before we go further, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, if you are as you claim, then it is as though you are putting hot ash in their mouths. Ulama explained what is meant by this hot ash. Hot ash is something that is very, very difficult, very painful to bear. Imagine that thing coming into the mouth. So one of two explanations is given, is that it's as though you have already defeated them now. By putting that hot ash in their mouth, you've already defeated them. Their ignorant actions and their arrogance towards you won't mean much because you're showing good akhlaq towards them. You've already defeated them. The other explanation ulama give is that it's an embarrassment. A person having ash in his mouth, hot ash, is causing so much of pain and is burning his intestines, burning his internal side of this person. So because of this hot ash being in his mouth, he's bearing so much of pain. It's very painful for a person to be continuously behave like this when you got family members that are behaving good with you and continuously you are behaving arrogant. So this is an embarrassment. It is a painful thing to bear. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that Allah ta'ala will be your assistant so long as you carry on doing what is the right thing. There's an incident mentioned of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that on one occasion there was a person that was telling him all wrong things, evil things. Person was being bad-mouthed with Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu just remained silent. He didn't reply to this person. This person was telling him all sorts of things. He just remained silent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seen this scene and he just smiled. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just smiled at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He also didn't say anything. After some time, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu replies to this person. He tells him back something. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his face away. Now if it was any one of us, we would have been upset that when a man is telling me something, then you are smiling. And when I reply, then you turn your face away. But he had great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This affected him. Immediately he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what had happened, when this person was telling me all these things and you just smiled, and when I replied then you turned your face away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him that so long as you remain silent, Allah Ta'ala had appointed one angel to answer on your behalf. And the moment you replied now, then the angel went away and shaitan came. And when this happened, that's when I turned my face away, at the time when shaitan had come. In other words, when a person is being rude and difficult to us, yeah, we're not talking about matters of deen, it's just general matters, person is being ignorant, arrogant. Now we don't say anything at that time, then Allah Ta'ala will be our assistant at that moment. And then if we decide now we want to fight back and we want to argue and fight, especially for petty things and personal matters, then shaitan comes on the scene and now he tries and aggravates that situation. Especially in today's time, we have to be extra careful. The amount of fights and disputes that are happening on social media is unbelievable. On groups, etc. Now people stop talking to each other because of this type of behavior. What had happened, shaitan has come in the scene and now created so much of animosity and enmity between Muslim brothers. May Allah Ta'ala save us and may Allah Ta'ala protect us. And this is genuine, these are the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We shouldn't doubt it at all. There are so many instances of pious people that they didn't answer back to many people that were against them, and many people that accused them, many people that were rude to them and difficult to them, they didn't answer back at all. There's an incident of one pious person. He was walking on the road, and then someone from across the road, this pious person was walking with his mutahalliqeen, his associates, and somebody from across the road hurled abuses against him. So he told one of his satis, quickly go and give that person one shot. So this sati of his was surprised, this our hazrat, our buzruk doesn't behave like this, asking us to give the man one shot. So he hesitated for a while, he didn't go, he wasn't sure whether he was meaning it or he wasn't meaning it. Just then, something happened to this person and immediately he collapsed and he passed away. So this pious person, see, I told you to hit him. The reason I told you to hit him is I didn't want the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get him for his behavior, for his action. So therefore I wanted to take some type of revenge or some type of reaction to save that man from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these type of incidents you'll find many. The Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullahi also, he mentions these type of incidents where people are very, very arrogant and abusive towards the pious, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the friends of Allah ta'ala don't take any type of revenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints someone at some point to do that job. So therefore we have to be very, very careful. Our job, as this hadith is teaching us, is we just be kind, we be courteous, we be good. Inshallah, whatever difficulties, whatever malice, whatever relationship that have been spoiled, either the person is going to be one of two things, either he will mend and correct his way, or he'll remain upon his ways. And this is explained to us in the hadith, that it will be with embarrassment, it will be with defeat, it will be with great difficulty. That should not be our intention. Our intention is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is a changer of hearts. He can change anyone's heart. So therefore we don't lose hope at any point. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Instead of just switching the radio on, wasting time, reading the newspaper, let this be the zikr of the day, the salawat, the durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You find the faiz, this is what they raise in. On this Friday, who can send more salawat, who can send more durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Try and come early for Jummah Salah. Try and take advantage of the time before Maghrib, between Asr and Maghrib Salah, in engaging in dua. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.